You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
But something that's not disgusting is whenever you eat your food, have your dinner, is some well-seasoned dinner, meat, vegetables, all that type of stuff. And I know you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I'm gonna say Halloween. You guys had a great Thanksgiving experience this past week while we were gone. Had your family over. You might have traveled. You might have went to two or three houses. You might have got you a to-go box. If you a ghetto-ass family like me, we got the to-go boxes that you buy from Sam's that we take with us wherever we go, so we can have us a nice little to-go. It's
no mashed potatoes in that box.
Ain't no mashed potatoes. Box. Ain't no green bean casserole. Ain't no
mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese. You got the mac and cheese. The fake macaroni and cheese now with the eggs and all that kind of stuff in. But and not the Velveeta. You're talking about Velveeta now. Yeah, because we had for your Thanksgiving experience, were there to-go boxes laid out on the table?
No, sir. There were.
We had those. We had a stack, like you was in fucking Piccadilly's or some shit. It was a stack of to-go boxes right there for you, man.
That sounds fantastic. Everybody know that food is good enough. It's gonna get to.
Because it's kind of weird, man, because the all the cousins in the family, we became the uncles and aunts now. So we're the people who are like the people who used to be the old people in our family. But with that being said, man, if you did the Thanksgiving thing, I know you had some food with some good seasoning on it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about who brought the seasoning for the Memphis Grizzlies since the last time we talked. I threw some candidates out on Twitter, Jason. I don't know if you saw those or not.
I did. I think there was a clear-cut leader.
There was a very clear-cut leader. I'm going to go over that list that I had. Let me go to that real quick, man. Let me pull it up for y'all. This is a live podcast. We don't take no editing, so y'all got to hear this pause for the calls. Put a list out of guys. I had Ja Morant. Had a great last few games. Triple-double last night on top of everything. Jaren Jackson Jr. has been phenomenal. 20 points in four straight games. Blocking shots everywhere, playing defense, knocking down threes. Had Dylan Brooks, of course, and Steven Adams were the four guys that I nominated. Nobody else said anything about someone that should have been nominated, so we rolled with those. Jaren Jackson Jr. won with 54%. That's the people's vote. That's what they selected that they thought brought the season since the last time we played. Are we going to agree with the people or are we going to agree with each other? I'm going to throw it out to you, Smith. Who do you think brought the season for the Grizzlies this last week?
Oh, I'm going to go with one of your four options, but mm-hmm. but not Jaren, who the people say. I'm going to go with Dylan Brooks. Dylan, sound like you just take the food. You don't bring anything. You didn't make your own.
Nothing on my ass.
Maybe you don't know. Uh-huh. But you got a little onion powder in everything.
Yeah, in everything.
It's going to be in, and especially saying, see, I know this one in a black household.
Come on,
it's going to be some onion powder in there. And there's probably going to be some in there. Now, we know with onions, sometimes they can make you cry and everything else, man. And Dylan Brooks will do that at times. But you have to have it in everything.
You go gag on that shit.
Hell, I think my wife, she did taco salad tonight. We eating it with Doritos, got the meat. She put onion powder on the meat, of course. My point is onion powder goes on everything. It's light. So Dylan Brooks, light-skinned. And I think in this case, like we said, good Dylan Brooks goes on everything, and that's both on both ends. Uh-huh. Last four games, I got the numbers, 23.3 points per game, 4.3 assists, 4.3 rebounds. For you folks that are so mad about his shooting percentage, 46% from the field over the last four. It's mm-hmm. going to always be up and down with Dylan Brooks, but like the onion powder, you need it in there. You have to have it in there. So he's I give him my onion powder seasoning of the week. Thank you, Dylan Brooks, for your contributions, especially with Desmond Bane out.
I appreciate you on that.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Man, I'm going to agree with you. I'm also going to go against the people. The people selected Jaren Jackson Jr. It's hard to go against Jaren. But like you said, the onion powder. I'm going to tell you another necessary powder. That's the companion powder to the onion powder. That's the garlic powder.
Garlic powder.
I'm going to give Dylan the garlic powder, man. It's just like with the onion. You got way too much garlic. This shit for to be nasty. You're going to want to get it up out your cabinet. You know what I'm saying? For the Zaire, the Mrs. Dance, whatever you got, man, invitation stuff. You gonna want, man, get Zaire, get him out of here, get Dylan out of here, man. We got Zaire. I know that's what y'all want to do, man. But Dylan, remind y'all, I'm like this. I'm like the gunion. I'm like the garlic and the onion powder, man. I'm necessary. You gotta have me in there. Like I said, I'm gonna get into Dylan. Like I said, man, hard defense.
Yes.
Making shots, stepping up with Desmond Bane being out. We just need him to reel it in, man. Like you said, you can't go heavy, too heavy on the season, man. You know,
you mess it up.
Yeah, you can't do all that, man. And you might kill the old white people, you know. you can't see it too hard, man. You might get the pressure too high, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, yep. Man,
Dylan Brooks brought it on both ends, man. Got Zion, De'Aaron, Jalen Brunson. Like who's next? It doesn't matter who it is.
Shout out to DB, man. I'm excited to see what DB. I'm pulling for DB, man. I want DB to get that payday. I want him to be a Memphis Grizzly going forward. Because, man, like I said, we've got guys like Zaire Williams who you feel like could probably replace Dylan or whatever somewhere down the line. But, man, why are we trying to get rid of guys that can defend and score? Like, let's have two of them. Why not?
Defend anybody.
Right. If Zaire can knock down shots and can defend at a high level, great. Hey, let's have two of them. Why are we trying to replace him with another guy? Let's have multiple guys like that.
Hopefully, Dylan agreed.
You play against a team like Boston, you're going to wish you had more than one guy who can defend and knock down shots.
That's right.
You play against Milwaukee, you're going to wish you had more than just one guy that can defend and knock down shots. So I'm pulling for Dylan. I hope it works. He gets the double grind season, and he is the garlic and the onion powder this week.
I like
it. And Jason Smith. We're going against the people. Y'all know I love Jaren, but I'm giving props to my boy Dylan this week, man, for sure.